We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Soidah, Halacha Vav, in middle of paragraph Dalid. In the standard 8-volume sets, it's page 280, the left-hand column towards the top. The Zohar HaKadosh explains that the word Gam is a nickname for the Shekhinah. There's a pasuk, Hine Matov Manoim, Sheves Achim Yachad. That's what it should have said, the Zohar HaKadosh says. How good and sweet it is when brothers live together in peace, when there's unity. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what is Gam Yachad? Gam refers to the Shekhinah, to tell us that when two Jews live together in peace, in Achdus, there's a third party that's always present. Who's the third party? Gam means also. The also is the Shekhinah. The words Gam Yachad are bigimatri exactly Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the nickname for the Shekhinah. And the Zohar HaKadosh brings other psukim. One of the psukim is this pasuk, Va'af Gam Zois, Behiyosim Beretz Avim, that when the Jews will find themselves in the lands of their enemies, they won't be alone. Hashem's Shekhinah will be with us in our Golus, in our Tsar, in our suffering. So the word Gam is a nickname for the Shekhinah, which is synonymous with the word Malchus. The word Malchus and Shekhinah are used interchangeably in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. The Iker Golusa Hiyatzus Kanal, and we learned earlier that the main Golus of the Shekhinah, the main exile and suffering of the Shekhinah is when there's depression, when there's sadness. Ukeshoisin mitzvah besimcha, whereas when a Jew is zecher to do a mitzvah with happiness, malin oisa migolusa, that's what releases the Shekhinah from its golus. That's what takes the Shekhinah out of exile and lifts it up out of the klipos. Shezehu bechinas malchus she'olam min haklipos kanal. This is what the Arizal refers to when he speaks about the malchus rising up and exiting from the klipos. Veze nas al yedei chalois matzois shemeviim bekorban toida shu bechinas simchas hamitzvah kanal. This is what's accomplished by the Korban Toida, which we learned earlier. Toida means praise, praise to Hashem. Praise is something somebody does when they're very happy. When a child does something that a parent is very, very happy about, they praise that child. When Hashem does something that we're very, very happy about, we praise Hashem. Halleluka is a symbol of, is a manifestation of great joy, great simcha. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, this division of the Korban Toida, the section of Korban Toida called Chalois Matzois, corresponds to the what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, the Malchus going up from Mibein HaKlipos. Because Chala, Chalois Matzois, Chala is Bigimatria, this word Gam, which is a nickname of the Shekhinah. Next, Rikikin. The second type of breads that were used in the Korban Toida was called Rikike Matzois, flat, thin crackers like. Rav Nosson Zal says, Bechinas Tikun Netzach Yisoid Raglim Lahachnia HaKlipois Shachizosim Baraglim. This refers to the Tikun of the next three Sphirois, Netzach, Hoid, and Yisoid, whereby we're trying to eliminate any attachment of the Tumah of the Klipois to that section of the Kedusha, to the second floor. Bechinas Avoin Akevai Yisubeni. There's a pasuk that says, the sins of the heel of my foot surround me. So we see again that sins are associated with the feet. Sins are Tuma, sins are the Sitra Achra. They're associated with the legs, with the feet. Sheroitzen lehizgaber chas v'shalom, whereby the Sitra Achra, the Klipos, the Tuma, are trying to be mizgaber against the person. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Ach ochlo medako ushara baraglo rofsa, a pasuk in Daniel, which again speaks about this concept of the Tuma, the Sitra Achra, trying to harm the feet, ragla, that's the word over there. Avol hatzadikim, shehem bechinas moshiach, whereas the tzadikim, who are in the category of Moshiach, Shoisin HaMitzvah is besimcha, Veidu Mitzvah is besimcha, Oyer Zarua la Tzadik, Ule Yishrei Leiv Simcha, Tzadik is one who does mitzvahs besimcha, Umezakenes Yisroel Ozeh, and they teach Klal Yisrael. They bring Klal Yisrael to the level where each and every single student of the tzaddik, each and every person who comes close to the tzaddik, is able to perform mitzvahs with simcha. Yachniyim v'yahadkeim. They will be zeche to subdue the sitra achra and to the tie it up. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says over there in Daniel, todik v'tosef l'chol ilim. You will tie up all of these, you know, and subdue them. Vehi tokum la'omayo, and she will be established permanently. The shechina, the joy of Christ, will be established permanently. Vze merames rikikin shemahatken oisam, and this is the remez in this second type of chalos that were used in the korban toid, which is rikikin, which are attached to each other. Vze bechinas ketit chutzos adikin shehu b'machberes rikikin kimuva. The pasuk says that I'll attach them like cement. V'alkein ne'amar bohem meshuchim b'shomem, and this is why it says about this second group of chalos of matzos that they are anointed with oil. L'rames al bechinas moshiach. Oil represents moshiach. Moshuach means anointed. Shehu yehadekes haklipos. He will tie up all the klipos. Sheroitzin lahadek hakoil, who are looking to destroy everything. Shachizosim baraglin, where their main achiz is in the feet. Ki ikar melchemes moshiach bebechinas raglin kimuva. Because the main battle of Moshiach is going to be associated with the feet. Lahavdol, like in football, you tackle a guy by his feet. Kemo shekosav, as the Pasuk says about Moshiach, v'omdu raglov b'yoyim hahu al harazesin. His feet will be established. It makes specific reference to the feet. So Rav Nosson Zal shows you how this second category of lechem called rikikin, which is meshuchin bashomin, and it's also rikikin, it's also mehudak, it's all marames to this tikkun of netzach hoyd yisoy, which is the second tikkun that's discussed in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Next, the third category, merubeches beroischin. The third category is a type of flour where they pour boiling water over it. It's not fried, it's not baked, they pour this boiling water over it. And the word that's used there is merubeches. That's the word in the Chumash used about this third category of chalos. Bechinas birkas hasechel. This refers to the third aliyah that Rabbi Nizal discusses over there. The birkas hasechel in the hands. The hands, which are the kli bracha, and the ikar bracha is the birkas hasechel, Rabbi Nizal said. Shehu ke'esh otzur b'lev, which is like a fire that's contained in the heart. Those simcha, you know, when a person has major simcha, it's like an esh, it's a hislavus, a fire burning in the person's heart. Nosato simcha b'libi. And Rav Nosson Zal says, merubeches ois yois mivoyreches. The word merubeches is the same letters as mivorechet. Bechinas birchas hayodayim, shu birchas hasechel. Referring to what Rabbeinu Zal said in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, the next level, the chesed gevura tiferes, which was the birchas hayodayim, where Rabbeinu Zal said over there that the main bracha that the hands give forth is a birchas hasechel. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu placed his hands upon Yeshua and gave him a bracha, when a tzaddik puts his hands on someone's head, he's giving over this birchas hasechel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'chol elu hagimel bois matzah, v'oid tzrichen lehovi betoido eser chalos chametz. In addition to the ones we spoke about till now, a person had to bring 10 chalos that were actual chametz. Kemoshekosov al chalos lechem chametz, shezehu niflois noirois hakorban toido. This is one of the extraordinary things about korban toido, shehi meshuna mikol hakorbanos sheosor ben chametz, in that it's different from all other korbanos where there's no way in the world you're allowed to have chametz in it. Kemoshekosov ki chol sor v'chol dvash loisak tiru mimenu ishev Hashem. Rak b'korban toido mevi'in chametz. It's only in korban toido that we do have chametz. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains why. Ki chametz b'shorosho shebigdusho nimshach mebechinas koyach hamesader v'hameyashe v'samoichen shehu bechinas keser shehu bechinas hamtona. going back to the chapter in Likutei Moran that this is based on, one of the fantastic things that's discussed in this chapter in Likutei Moran is how the brain works, how a person's mind is always supposed to be trying to reach up to Hashem. And if there wasn't any wall blocking it, a person would connect and Chas v'Shalom sometimes not be able to disconnect and blow out completely. And therefore, Kavyochel Hashem created the world in such a way that there is a, what Rabbein Zal calls there, a koyach hamesader v'hameyashev. There are the gimel moichin, the three parts of the brain of a person that are racing, that are supposed to be racing to reach up to Hashem, to achieve hasogos navodis Hashem, hasogos alakus. However, there's a fence around them, which is called the keser. A crown is like a fence around the head, which one of its functions is to contain these moichim, to keep them bottled up, to keep them contained, so that when they try to get out, when they try to reach up to Hashem, they bang against, I'm talking figuratively, they bang against these walls, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that as a result of these three moichin bouncing against these walls and bouncing against each other, it creates tisho hecholim, nine hecholim in Shamayim, delavin on yadin, you know, which refers to a very high level of sechel, a very high level of hasoga, a very high level of kedusha. But the terminology that's used there is this koyach hamesader v'hameyashev, which Rabbein Zal calls it over there also a priso, like a curtain, a keser. There's a whole slew of words that are used to describe this same power which holds back, which holds back to ensure that the dveikus is not destructive, that it's not something that a person becomes. And therefore, Rabbein Zal used the terminology over there that the person achieves a madrega called moti veloy moti, where he makes contact with the light. He reaches it, yet he doesn't reach it. It's a temporary type of connection which allows the person to be warmed up to receive a new da, a new hasoga, and a new hislavus, but not enough chasshom to cause the person to be harmed in the process. Just like when Hashem at the time of Matan Torah, Hashem warned Moshe Rabbeinu to make a fence around the mountain. Penyer sulalo yisel Hashem v'nofal mimenu amrov, because there's always this danger when we're talking about high madregas of a person chas v'shalom going too high or too fast or not in an aspect of rotzui v'shoiv, where any one of those cases could cause more harm, you know, destruction. An example of this is the case of the Arba Nichnasu Lepardes that the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai Ben Zoyman Acher, who went up to a very high place, and only one of them was Nichnas V'yotza B'Sholim. The others, there were some negative effects, different level of negative effects in the process. Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma, because they reached a level of Dveikus that was in a sense a little bit too high, they got stuck. They got Ben Azai, one of them actually passed away in the process. Passed away means that, again, his neshama couldn't reconnect with the body. He had reached a high place and couldn't come back down from there. And the other one, his mind was affected where he would speak and they couldn't understand him. Couldn't understand what he was saying. It looked to them, chas v'shalom, as if he lost his mind. But it wasn't. It was a case where, again, he couldn't be metzamtzem the oyer. He couldn't come back down and bring it into a tzimtzum. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki chometz b'sharosh shebikdusha nimshach mebechinas koyach hamesader v'amiyashev esamoichem shehu bechinas keser shehu bechinas samtona. Chometz is connected to this mesader and meyashev, which is called the keser, which is the concept of waiting. Because usually, when you ask somebody something that's difficult, when you ask them something simple, something that's on their level, you know, regular, they respond immediately. When you ask somebody something that's above their level to a degree, then they say, you know, I have to think about that. They don't say, I don't know, and there's no, and I'm not going to know. they say, true, this is not within my standard ballpark, but it's something that I do feel I have the ability to reach up to. It's just going to take some time. I have to think about it. Ayin Shom Heitev Bahatoy Ranal. Look well into chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. Shekol Iker HaTikun Hu Al Yidei Tikun HaMesader V'HaMiyashev. That the main tikun of all the moichin and of the whole concept of trying to rise up to Hashem is dependent on this Mesader U'Miyashev. Shal Yidei Zeh Zoichin Lahasik B'chinas HaTisho HeCholen Anal. It's only when the Mesader Miyashiv is working properly with the other Moichim that the person is zeichet to achieve the Tisha Hecholen, that he's zeichet to build things. Exactly. Al Yidei Horedifo V'Hamakev, through the process of the Moichim trying to race to reach up to Hashem, and this fence holding them back in, through that give and take, that battle between the Redif and the Makev, that's what results in building these Tisho Hecholim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas chometz b'sharoshe shebikdusha. And this is tied into chometz in terms of where its origins are in Kedusha. Ki ha-chometz hu al yidei hamtona. Because we know, when does challah, when does bread rise, you know? It requires a process of waiting. You have to leave the dough, you mix in certain ingredients into the dough, and then you gotta leave it alone. If you keep, the way that we avoid chametz when they make matzahs for Pesach is, they don't let the dough rest for a second. The dough is constantly being worked on. That's what prevents it from fermenting, prevents it from becoming chametz. Whereas in order to be machmitz, the thing has to be left in a waiting pattern, in a hold state for a certain period of time. Ukemavur kol ze behilchas nefilas apayim halocha dalid al pi hatoyra hanal, as is explained very, very well in Hilchas Nefilas Apayim at the end of Chelek Aleph of Likutei Halachos, halocha dalid, which is another halocha that's based on this same chapter in Likutei Moran. Ki hamoyach v'hadas nimshach kifi. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes the connection between what's being discussed in Torah Chof Dalet and Likutei Moran, where it doesn't discuss food at all. There it just discusses moichin, trying to race upward, trying to reach up to Hashem. And now he's connecting it to this food item, the chometz, chometz matzah, chometz versus matzah. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, here's the bridge. Ki hamoyach v'hadas nimshach kefi hu achilo shemechaye sodom sheikr hachius hu chochma v'seichel b'chinas hachochma techaye kemo shekosu bedvoreinu kam uponim. Because we know that these two things are very, very much intertwined. Chochma, seichel, which is the spiritual chius of a person, and food, which is the physical chiyus of the person, and also what unites the guf and the neshama, what allows them to be able to work, to exist together. Person stops eating, they die. They die because the bridge between the guf and the neshama has been dismantled. Ukishe'ein mesaknen hamesader v'hamiyashev shubchinas keser. When a person does not have that mesader u'meyashev, which is that wall, which is that crown, which contains the moichin, which prevents them from going too high, which prevents them from getting lost in outer space, kaviyochel, you know, in the highest places, oz hachometz osur beisur chomor moid. Whenever that keser is not in place, whenever that fence is not in place, then it's completely forbidden to eat chometz. Shezeu b'chinas isur chometz b'Pesach. This is why on the Yontif of Pesach we're told that Jews are forbidden to eat chometz. Ki b'Pesach yotzonu migolus Mitzrayim. Because the Yontif of Pesach was a time when there was a revelation of a very high level of das, of sechel. There's a posik lochein golo ami mibli das. Rabbeinu Zal says in the Likutei Moran that golus is always a concept of the absence of das, or a lack of das. Geula is always an Indian of revelation of das. Ki molo ha'oretz, when we describe Mashiach, ki molo ha'oretz deos Hashem kamayam machasim. There's going to be tremendous das. So a person would think that if Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim, wow, that was tremendous das. The whole night was lit up, and Roaso Shivcho Alayama Shleiro Yecheskel Bambuzi. However, the Arizal explains that even though there was a great revelation of das, because of the fact that there wasn't any Isarusa de Lesata, because of the fact that the Yidden weren't really deserving to go out of Mitzrayim, to a degree it was a freebie, it was an Isarusa de Leila, it was a gift from Hashem. When a person receives Moichen and Sechel via gift without Isarusa de Lesata, there's no way in the world they can receive the Keser, because then they would be blown out completely. The maximum that they could receive is Chochma and Bina, or Chochma Bina Das. So therefore, even though there was a great revelation of light and of Das at Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Keser was not there at the time. And this is why Chometz is Osur Behechlet. Ukvar Mavur ba'Torah, now, and it's been already explained in Torah Chavdalim, She'ikar ha'golus hu golus ha'shchina, that the essence of golus is the Shechina being in golus. Shehuma sheho atzvus mezgaber alei v'shi'esraeli, which is caused by atzvus, when atzvus is mezgaber on a Jew. The Arizal says that we say in Tehillim, Oyer zerul atzadik ula yishrei lev simcha. The words lev simcha are begematria Shechina, exactly. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Shechina does not associate with a person, lo mitoch atzvus, lo mitoch disa, ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. So we see that the Shechina and Geula are synonymous with simcha, and atzvus is a concept of golus haShechina, the mabul. When Hashem brought the mabul on the world, it says vayis atzev eliboy. This week's parsha, Parshas Bereishis or Parshas Noach. Next week's parsha. Ukishemizgabrin besimcha ze ikar hagula minagolus. And when a person who was originally in atzvus fights off the atzvus and is leichet to simcha, that's the concept of gula. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki besimcha teitzeu. With simcha, you will exit from what? Teitzeu from what? Teitzeu from golus. From golus. And when a person is zeichet to this simcha, that's what activates that whole, that it's like a domino effect. That's what causes the whole chain reaction of all the tikkunim that Rabbein Ezal describes in that chapter in the Kutimran to take place. Ad shemesaknim gamis hamesader v'miyashev, whereby the grand finale is the keser, the mesader miyashev, which is also put into place and does what it's supposed to do. Shaydeze masigin oyer ho'ein soif bibchinas moti v'loy moti al yidei atishei cholanal, through which the Jew is zoichet to connect with kaviyochel Hashem's infinite light in a derech of moti v'loy moti. He touches it and yet he doesn't. He has it yet he doesn't have it. You know, barely touching it. It's like a person who's, let's say, so high and they try to reach up to the ceiling and it's way out of their reach, but they jump and they can touch it with their finger, but they can only be there for a split second and then they fall right back down. Jump up again. You know, they can make contact with it, but it's a very slight contact. Avol yefshel iskos lekol ze kiyem al yidei bechinas miyemar hamavurshon. However, Rabbein Ezal explains in chapter 24 in Likutei Moharan that the only way that a yid can get that high is only if he first went through the Heichle Atmuros. If he first went to a place where there was Kedusha and Tuma mixed up together, like in the place of the Klipos, where there are sparks of Kedusha that are trapped there, and he went through there, and he elevated the sparks of Kedusha that were found there, he extracted them from there, and he picked them up, then and only then does he have the ability to go up the ladder as high as the Keser, and even be misakin that Sadar Miyashiv, etc., etc. Shehu al yidei zeh sheyochoy lichnois behechli atmurois lemokoy maklipois ulahalois hakedusha mishom bebechinas ktoiris kanal. As Rabbein Azal discusses in that chapter on the Kudimran, that was the avoid of the Ketoris. By the Ketoris, it says Ketoris Yisamach Lev. Ketoris is associated with Simcha. And the Ketoris was an avoida which included Chelbana, which represents the Rishoim, the Klipois, the Tuma, extracting the Kedusha, the good, even from there. Hainu, Al Yedei Hisgabrus HaSimcha, Shaideze Malin Hashchina, Bechinas Malchus, Migolusa, Mibena Klipois, through a person fighting off Atzvus and being Mizgaber with Simcha, through which the person is Zeche to be Male the Shchina, which is called Malchus, from its Golus, from among the Klipois, and Zeche to all the Tikkunim that are discussed over there on the Kutimran, then he's Zeche to the Mesader, or Miyashev, to the Keser, etc., etc. Avul b'Mitzrayim. However, when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, shehoyu nechozen haklipois ma'oid, where the klipois there were very, very strong, and the Yidden were very much caught up in it, hoyakoshe ma'oid liskois lozeh, it was extremely, extremely difficult to be zeche for the Yidden to accomplish this. Rak hagu'ulo hoysa beribui rachamo v'chasod of Yisborach, Sheheir aleim heora samoichin behaora atzuma ma'oid sheloi bahadrogo v'seder alidei bechinas isarusa deleila, whereby Hashem took tremendous pity on Klal Yisrael and he turned on a light of sheloi k'seder, a light that's called isarusa deleila, that's not completely earned and deserved, which gave off a very bright light. However, because the Yidden hadn't generated enough Isarusa de Lesato to be worthy of being Nigol. Let's say in order for the Isarusa de Lesato to be enough for Gula, a person needs to generate 1,000 volts. The Yidden generated 300 volts. And yet Hashem knew the Gula had to happen. So Hashem jumped in and provided the additional 700 volts, Isarusa Delayla, freebie, without our earning it and deserving it. Ukamashakosuv kolze bikisviho Arizal, as is explained in detail in the writings of the Arizal, umuva bidvarenu kam upon him, and as is discussed in our Sforim in many places. Al came, therefore, because it was Sheloi Keseder, because it didn't follow the standard path, Loi Nistakein Oz Bechinas HaMesader VaMiyashev Shu Bechinas HaKeser. The Yidden had not done what needed to be done to construct the Mesader Miyashev, which is the Keser. Ki ha-mesader va-meyashev yefshe l'sakein kiim al yedei ze shezoche l'sarusa de l'sato b'shleimus. Because the only way that mesader o-meyashev is constructed and put into place and able to do its thing is when the sarusa de l'sato is b'shleimus. When the person has gone all 1,000 yards of what he needs to do in climbing the ladder of Kedusha, from A to Z, Shehu al yidei sheyochoy leireid lehechle atmurois, which requires going down into the basement, below ground level, going down into the place of the klipois, which is called hechle atmurois, ulehalois hakedusha mishom, and to be able to extract the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into there, bring them up out of there and bring them into the above ground level, bring them back into the Kedusha. Shezeu Bechinas Mi Yemar Hanal. This is what's referred to in the Gemara that Rabbein Azal quotes in that chapter in Likud Imran. He quotes one of the stories of Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah and the 70 wise men of Athens, where they said to him, Mi Yemar, who has the ability to do this? And Rabbein Azal said that Yemar is Miloshen Hechle Atmurois, that the only one who has the ability to go that high, to go up to the Keser, and to construct that Mesader Miyashev, is only a person who started off in the basement. A person who started off in the Hechle Atmurois. He went into the place of the Klipois, and he was able to be successful in drawing out of there all the sparks of Kedusha that he was supposed to, and bring them into the Kedusha. V'yalkein huchrechu lotzeis misham b'chipozayim, because of the fact that Klal Yisrael was not on a madrega where they were able to do everything they should have done. Therefore, Hashem had to get them out of there quick. Express. Ubishvil ze asurim lechol chometz bePesach veisuroi chomer moed. And it's for this reason that we are forbidden to eat chometz, and the isur is among the most severe in Yiddishkeit. It's more treif than chazer. Because if chazer falls into a pot of kosher, it can be butl b'shishi, you know, or, you know, by chometz, osur b'mashehu, the tiniest drop, you know, is ki osur lahachmitz es hamoyach klal kol zman shaloi nistakin hamesader v'amiyashiv es hamoychim. Because as long as that fence is not in place, as long as that keser is not in place, the person is not allowed to dwell on anything. He's not allowed to think deeply about anything, because his deep thinking can take him to the wrong place. Ki hamoyach kifi ho achilo kanal. Because as we said earlier, the brain is affected by what you eat. So if chometz is something that's associated with hamtono, with awaiting, then chometz is associated with keser, with the moichin of keser. And since the keser was not available at Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore, stay away from chometz. Keep back 200 feet. Bifrat, shebegulas Mitzrayim hoyetzrichin lasakein chetod amorishon. Especially since, now Rav Nosson Zal brings in an additional proof, an additional point. Don't forget, Rav Nosson Zal says, that the whole reason why Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim originally was to be misaking the pigam of Odom Arishon, which was a pigam in Achila. Shecheto yhoyo b'achila. Sheochel me'etz hadas toivora. Shehi b'chinas achila shel isur. Shaydeze poigmen ba'adas ma'oid. Ad shenechnosun ledas v'chakirois she'osor lichnois b'hem shelo yetzim yigvul ha'kidusha. Because eating something forbidden means eating something that's bad for the brain. Remember, we said that the brain is tied into the achila. And when a person eats the wrong thing, it affects the brain in misleading the brain getting rerouted to go into the wrong places, into the wrong fields. Umachma shebepesach, tzrichen lesakein zois, and because of the fact on the Yom Tov of Pesach, we are involved in tikkun pigam odom arishon. That was what the whole going down to Mitzrayim was all about in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Alkein ikur kidushosoi benyan ho'achila. This is why the main sanctity of Pesach depends on eating, what we eat. Not eating this, and yes, eating them. Shetzrichen lechol matzah v'chometz isuroi chomer moed. Why? Ki adayin lo nistakein hamesader v'amiyashiv. Because on Pesach, the Yidden were holding in a place where the Mesader on the Yashiv was not yet in place, that Keser was not yet in place, the Tikkun that would generate the Keser was not yet in place. V'oz osur lahachmitz hamoyach klal. And when a person's holding by that, then it's osur for the person to sour, to ferment his mind. Meaning again, to have his brain in a wait state, to get involved in thinking deep thoughts, where he's going to be thinking too much. The alkein oz hachometz b'chinas pigam achilas eitz hadas toivora. And therefore, at that point in time, chometz takes on a property of being an oichel of isur, an oichel of eitz hadas toivora. Shaydeze nigzar be'itzovoin toichaleno. And we know that when Odom ate from the eitz hadas, it resulted in atzvus. The pasuk says that the curse of Hashem was beitzavon toichalena. Now your parnosa is going to come with itzavon, with atzvus. Bechinas atzvus umor shchayro shenechas boho achilo beyoser. And where did the atzvus go? It went into the food. The food became defective as a result of the become of Odom Arishon. Sheze ikur hagolus. And that's the essence. The essence of golus is atzvus, the opposite of simcha, a heaviness. Again, we know today most people think you eat to get energized, to get strength and everything. And we know that unfortunately most foods the way that most people eat, it's the opposite. Food makes them tired and weak. You know, messes up the strength. Alkein tzrichen lechol rak matzo Therefore, on Pesach, we're required to eat only matzah, shehu lechem abirim, which is called angel food. That's what matzah is. It's food of the malochim. Bechinas mon. It's compared, the Gemara says, ugo shehoitziu mimitzrayim, toam ubo tam mon. That the matzah was like a taste of mon. Bechinas meichel shel malochim. She'ein lohem sarusid lasato. Meaning, it's called the food of malochim. Why malochim? Why are we associating with malochim? Because that's what malochim are all about. By malochim, there's no isarusa de la, there's no yetzahara. So there's no milchemes hayetzer. So there's no isarusa de la sato. Kios, because at that point in time, Klal Yisrael was weak in the area of isarusa de la sato. Kios nimshach hamaychol milamalo al yedei heoras hamoichin atzumim shenimshachim oz bebechinas isarusa de la'ilo. Because at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, the Meichel, the food, draws its ruchnius from a very high place, Meichen Atzumim. However, it's Meichen which come via Isarusa de Leila, which means it can't be the Keser. It's Chochma Bina. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenthal, Zichrono Livracha, that Matzah, we know that the four, that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has four miluim to it. It can be written when you write out each letter as a word. Yud spelled Yud Vav Dalet, the way you pronounce it. Hey spelled Hey Aleph, or Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. The Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has four miluim to it. And the four miluim correspond to the four letters. The highest one, the highest milui is Ayin Beis, where you would spell it this way. Yud Vav Dalid, He Yud, Vav Yud Vav, He Yud. That has a numerical value of 72. Then there's Sog, Mo, and Bon. These are the four combinations. This is repeated many times in the Zohar Kodesh, in the writings of the Arizal, they discuss this. And Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal make reference to this also many times. So that Ov, Sog, Mo, Bon correspond to Yud, He, and then Vav, and He. So that Ov Sog, Ayin Beis and Samach Gimel correspond to Yud and He, which are usually referred to as Chochma and Bina. The word Matzah is Bigimatria Ov Sog, to show that Matzah is Chochma Bina. It's Moichen, it's Chochma Bina, it's those Moichen. Avol Onu Osr Lonu Lahachmitz Moichenu Klal Be'elu HaMoichen Gavoyim Sheyogim Oz Lefi Sho B'Shvil Agula Kamuva. However, we are not allowed to dwell using those moichen that shine on the night of Pesach at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're not allowed to think deeply with those moichen and ferment our sechel with that, because those moichen only come down lefishor. They're only for a short period of time, temporary. Bishvil hagula kemuva. It was a blast of light that Hashem shone, just enough to get the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, to get him out of the door. And that was it. And then Hashem shut the lights. And it's for that reason that we have the 49 days of Sphira afterwards, where we start at the bottom of the ladder. A person would say, what kind of nonsense? On the night of Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's all of this great light. We're way, way up there. Then how come on the second day of Pesach, we start from Malchus Shebemalchus? The answer is because that great light was Isarusa de Leila, and therefore it was only temporary, it was only short-lived. Hashem shone it just long enough to rescue the Yidden. Then he turned it off. And then they had to go back down, 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 and start again climbing step by step via Isarusa de Lesato, by us counting every day, making every day count, working on every single day, climbing up the ladder till Shavuos, which is Shar HaChamishim, which is the Keser, as what we're going to come to soon. V'alkein Osur HaChomets Ad Achar Kriyas Yamsuf. And it's for this reason that Chomets is forbidden till Shvi Shel Pesach. Shehischil Oz B'chinas Tikun HaKeser Al Yedei HaSfira. Where it's at the time of Shvi Shel Pesach, as a result of the tikkun of having counted 1 week of Sfiras Omer, that's when the Heorah of the Keser starts being developed. V'achar kach b'Shavuos, she'oz ikar tikkun ha-Keser kemuva. Whereas on Shavuos, that's when the Keser has its Shlemus. The Gemara says at Har Sinai, the angels came down from heaven and put two crowns on the head of every Jew was crowned, right? For Nasa v'Nishma. Shavuos is the Oyer HaKeser. Oz mevi'in shtei alechem michometz daiko. And that's why on Shavuos, the korban that's brought was two loaves that had to be chametz. They were required to be chametz. Ukamei shemavur mizeh harbe shom behilchus nefila sapayim al ayin shom. Rav Nosson says, as I discuss very, very elaborately in Hilchus Nefila Sapayim Halacha Dalet. V'alkein, now getting back to our topic, going back to the Korban Toida. V'alkein, ha-toido shemeviim, kishiyotzim in atzoro. Therefore, the Korban Toida, which a Yid brings bedafka when he exits from a major tzoro, shehu b'chinas golus, a tzoro is a form of golus. A person's in jail, he's in golus. Or a person's in a hospital bed, he's in golus, right? She'ikar ha-tikun al yidei simcha kanal. And we learned earlier that the main way that a person gets out of golus is simcha. Ki b'simcha teitzeyu. How do you have a yitzia from golus? Yitzia from through simcha. Shaydeze zoichem lebchinas tikun hamisadev amiyashiv kanal. And as we learned earlier, that when a person starts off with asiyas hamitzvos b'simcha, that's how he goes the full distance of being zoichem to get to the top of the ladder, which is the tikun of the misader and the miyashiv, which is the keser. Alkein oz mevi'in lechem chametz. That's why the korban toida does include lechem chametz. Ki kishen estakein hamesader v'amiyashev alidei izgabrus hasimcha, because when a person is zoiche to be mesakein the keser, how? Because he started off with a blast of simcha, and simcha is also directly connected with the keser. Rabbeinu Zal brings this in that chapter on the Kudimran. There's a pasuk v'simchas oilam al roisham. What do you wear al harosh? A crown. So simcha is synonymous with keser. Simcha is a nickname for this oyer keser. So when a person is bringing a korban toida because he's celebrating the fact that he came out of a tzara and he's so happy that he's bringing this korban toida, oz nistakin hachometz misharosh shebigdusha shubchinas hamtono kanal. Then the chometz has had its tikkun by that keser, which is that hamtona. It's a moichin, which is a deep moichin, where a person delves deeply. Vo'oz nasal yidei lechem chometz daika tikkun nifla shehu. And that's why, at that point in time, the chometz can be used to effect a tremendous tikkun, this tikkun of korban toida. Shezeu b'china shtei alechem shel shvuos sheboin michometz daika, which is very similar in concept to the korban shtei alechem, which is brought on shvuos, also dafkef michometz, machmas sheo zoichem lebchinas keser sheu tikkun hamesader v'amiyashev ukamei shekosafti ba'ariches b'hilchos nefilas apayim anav ayin shom. Because on shvuos is when this keser has been nistaken, which is this the b'china of the mesader v'amiyashev, etc., etc. Paragraph Hey, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'ze b'china as dalet tzrichem lahoidos shehem hoilchem midborios, etc., etc. Ki elu hadalet hem keneged hadalet b'chinois hanal shekenegdon hem dalet minei lechem shel hatoida kanal." Now he's going to connect it back to the four types of people who have the bench goymel, which are tied into the four types of breads that we spoke about before. Ki kol echod me hadalet tzrichem lahoidos. Kolul mikulam, because each one of the four categories, the person who went down across the ocean, and each one of them has in him an aspect of all four, of a chayla and of a person coming out of jail. It's a v'alkein kol echod tzorech lohavi dalad minei lechem betoida, and it's for this reason that the halacha is not that this person brings these 10 lechems. No. Every person who went through any one of these experiences has to bring all 40 loaves, all four types. וכן כל אחד צורך לכל התיקונים שמבורם בתורנל. And so too, each one of the people who has one of these experiences has to be mesakein all four tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal discussed in Torah Chof Dalet and Likutei Moran, which we had in one of the earlier paragraphs in Likutei Halachos here. Rav Nosson, when he listed them, what the four basic tikkunim were that Rabbeinu Zal mentions there. Afal pikein, kol echot me'adalet tzrichen lohoidois, hu keneged b'chinas tikkun echot me'adalet kanal. However, even though each one of them has a piece of all four, each one of them specifically represents one of the four tikkunim. Shekenegdoi hu b'chinas min lechem echot midalet min lechem kanal, which corresponds to one of the four types of breads. V'chein ro'isi ba'alshich lefi darkoi ha'kodosh. Rav Nosson says, I saw this in the Sforum of the Alshich HaKodosh, who explains this in his derech of Drush. Shemavayr b'parshas toido shehadalet minei lechem him keneged hadalet tzrichen lehoidos. He also draws his parallels between the four types of bread of the toido and the four who are tzrichen lehoidos. Afal pi shekol echad mechuyav lehovi kol adalet minei lechem ayin shem. And he says this over there. Even though if I'm telling you that this one A corresponds to A, B corresponds to B, then why does each one have to bring all four types? Ki ze klal bekol mokoim. Shekol bechino klula mikol habechinois. Every midah has in it chesed, has in it gevura, it has in it teferis, it has in it netzach, it has a hoid, it has yisoid, it has moch. V'afal pikein, yeshloi bechino befnei hatzmoi. And despite that, it has its uniqueness. There is something unique about it that's different from Malchus, you know, from the others. Vafilu begolus hukein, vafilu benigloys hukein. Even in Torah shebenigla, this is the case. Kigoin dalad yisoidos, for example, when we talk about eish, ruach, mayim, and ofor, for example, where these are the four basic elements of creation, and you would think, well, fire, the last thing in the world that fire has in it is water. It's not true. The yisoid ho eish has a bechina of mayim in it also, and mayim has a bechina of eish in it also. Shekol echot hu koyach b'fnei atzmoi. On one hand, each one of them is unique and different. Sheofor kar v'yovesh. V'chol echot kolol mikulam. And each one of the dalet yesoidos is a composite of all four. Eish has in it. Eish, mayim, ruach, and ofor. V'yafal pikein, ho'ofor hu koyach b'fnei atzmoi, v'ho'eish koyach b'fnei atzmoi. And despite that, each one of them is different and unique. Ma kol shkein b'kol chochmas hakabbalah. If this applies in the Olam HaNigla, how much more so when we talk about Sisrei Torah, when we talk about the Sfirois, the Midas, those things, this is definitely the case. That Chesed has in it Gvura also. Gvura has in it Chesed, you know, etc., etc. Kemavur b'kisvei HaRizal, as is explained very well in the writings of the HaRizal, Umuva bedvareinu, and as is discussed throughout our Sforum. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki hadalid tzrichen lehoidois mevuorim b'mizmor hoidu kemevuor b'gamora, shemisham lamdu she'elu hadalid tzrichen lehoidois. We know that the four types of people who have the mitzvah of birchas hagoimel are discussed in the paragraph 107 of Tehillim, the chapter Hoidu Lashem Kitov Kilom Chazoi, as is explained in the Gemara, because that's the paragraph from where we learn out that these four are obligated to bench Birchas HaGoymel. Vehem, and they are, Chol Chemed Borios, people that travel across the desert, Kamei Shekosov, as it says over there, Tou Bamidbor V'chulu, as we wandered in the desert. Vezeh Keneged Bechinas Malchus Sheyoitzo Mehagolus Al Yidei Simchas HaMitzvah. That first category of the four who are required to bench Goymel, which is a person crossing the desert, corresponds to the first paragraph, not the first paragraph, the first step that Rabbi Nazal discusses in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, the first step of a cycle and of a procedure, where Rabbi Nazal discusses there that step one is that the Malchus, which is in the has fallen into the hands of the Klipois, has to be taken out of there, has to go out of its golus from Ibn HaKlipois and enter into the realm of Kedusha. And the way that's accomplished, Rabbi Nazal shows over there, is Alidei Simchas HaMitzvah, by a person doing a mitzvah with simcha. Shehu Bechinas Toido Voido Kanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal comments, this corresponds to our discussion. When we talk about praising Hashem and thanking Hashem, we're talking about a person expressing their joy and gratitude about something. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, because when a person first finds themselves in a tzora, in a problem, and we know that the essence of every of all tzoros and of all exiles is lack of simcha, depression, unhappiness. When a person first finds themselves in that kind of situation, then they're in a concept of a person who's traveling in the desert. Bechinas tol b'midbor b'shimoin dorech, a person who's wandering lost in a desert. Ki elu hadalet tzrichen lohoidois meramzin al kol odom. Because these four categories that the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch discuss about people who are obligated to Ben Shgoimel actually apply to every single person going through life. Bifrat begolus hazeh, especially we who find ourselves in this final golus of Klal Yisrael, the fourth exile, she'ovrim al kol odom b'choleis b'chinas kol adalet anal, where every single Jew at all times is experiencing these four experiences, ukemavur b'mokam achar, b'mokam sacherim, as we've discussed in other places. V'ashem yizborach matziloi b'choleis, and Hashem is always rescuing the person. And each and every single Jew has an obligation to thank Hashem and praise Hashem daily for all the miracles and wonders that Hashem does for me on a daily basis. Many of these miracles, a person has the ability to see and recognize how Hashem saves him from different things, different tzoros, begashmius and baruchnius. If mi shemesim liboy al drochav, a person who will give thought and analyze what goes on with him during the day. I just saw yesterday the Sefer Mesilas Yishorim, which is one of the sforim that Rabbi Nazar recommends highly as a Musar Sefer. Chapter 2 in Mesilas Yishorim is Zehirus, Shar HaZehirus. And there he says that in order for a person to succeed in Yiddishkeit, the person needs to know that Yiddishkeit is a serious thing. And it requires Yishuv Adas. It requires making a cheshbon, analyzing your day on a daily basis. You know, either before you're about to begin a day or after a day is completed, to sit down and say, hey, let me think about this. Let me think about what just happened. Let me review it and try to understand it so that I'll be able to take out the good from it. I'll be able to know how to improve. The only way a person knows how to improve bichlal in life or how to correct mistakes is by having a yeshuva das, by thinking things, you know, by reviewing things, by giving him, affording himself that luxury of doing analysis on himself, you know, self-analysis. So here, note, Rav Nosson Zal slips it in here in five words. Mi shemesim lev al drochov. A person who will take the time out to analyze what's going on with him in a day will definitely come to the conclusion that Hashem today has done certain things, miracles for me, where He saved me from certain tzoros, begashmius, baruchnius, etc. V'harbe harbe ma she'enu yodea klal. And there are many, many miracles and favors that Hashem does for a person on a daily basis that the person isn't even aware of, that the person doesn't necessarily see openly. Ki ein balnes makir ben isoy kamoy sham razal, because the Gemara tells us that in many instances, a person who experiences a miracle
doesn't even see it or understand it. He, you know, because he's involved in it, he can't see it sometimes as clearly as somebody from the outside who would be looking and say, hey, do you know what just happened to you? Do you realize that this was mamish like a miracle from Hashem? Or a great chesed from Hashem? And it's regarding this that our rabbis instituted several brachos and hoidois that we say on a daily basis. And especially in the Shmoneh Esrei, the bracha of Moedim that we say, we announce three times a day that we're acknowledging the miracles and wonders that Hashem does for us every single day. And especially in the paragraph Nishmas, which we say on Shabbos. V'chein harbe harbe, and so to many other places. Rak shebirchas hagoymel b'shem u'malchus eino imrim kim kishoy v'ralotam b'gashmias elu adal ranal. It's just that, according to Yiddishkeit, to actually say a birchas hagoymel using Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam hagoymel chevin toivos, technically we only say that for these four physical experiences. Shehem cholchem midborio is crossing the desert, v'chulu, etc., etc. Aval harbe, harbe, nisim v'niflois, oivrim al kolodon, me'ein elu hadalet hanal. However, every single Jew experiences many, many miracles on a regular basis that are similar to these experiences of Hashem saving a person, you know, going through these dangerous experiences. And it's regarding this that a Jew is obligated every single day to praise Hashem with tremendous joy over the things that Hashem has saved me from today. Because one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit is to strengthen yourself, to fortify yourself with simcha. What does that mean? The whole world, everybody understands that. How? Rav Nosson Zal defines it. Shehu lehistakel al chazdei Hashem v'nefloisov shoisimoi b'chol yoim b'toich hatzora atzma. This requires a person analyzing Hashem's kindnesses and wonders that Hashem does for him every single day within the problems. We're not saying that he doesn't have a minus in the bank. We're not saying he doesn't. With having the minus in the, with this and this and this, there are certain fabulous things that Hashem does for me every morning, afternoon, and evening. V'liv toyach b'Hashem yisborach. And to trust in Hashem. To trust in Hashem, to be confident that Hashem is alive and well, and Hashem isn't like the stock exchange which goes up and down. Hashem is always successful. Hashem is always doing great. And Hashem is always in a position to help. V'lismoyach b'yeshuosoy, and to rejoice in the different yeshuos that Hashem does for a person on a regular basis. U'kemavur b'dvareinu harbe mizeh al ha'toyri yemei Chanukah, as is discussed in many places in Likutei Halachos, where he discusses the chapter, the second chapter in the second half of Likutei Moran, yemei Chanukah, yemei Chanukah im yemei hoidoh, b'likutei Tanina simen beis. For instance, in Hilchas Kilei Behema in Yoredeya, u'behilchas Prikutina in Choshen Mishpat, Ayin Sham, look over there, where Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this topic a lot. This issue of being able to find the good within the tzoros, and to know how much to thank Hashem for that. V'zeh b'chinas hoilchei midborios. And when a person's in that stage, they're in the category of crossing the desert. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now how these four items, crossing the desert and crossing the ocean and being sick, getting healthy from a sickness, how these items represent different steps of progress in a person's cycle of coming close to Hashem. Because there are people who are in this phase of walking through a desert. And when he finishes that phase and he gets out of the desert, the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah to really praise Hashem with great joy. That Baruch Hashem, I made it. I'm out of the desert. I'm not saying that I'm in a 12-story penthouse, you know, apartment or anything, but at least I got out of the desert. Male Hamalchus Mibein Haklipois. And by doing that, he accomplishes step one of the cycle that Rabbi Nizal discusses in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, which is to elevate the Malchus out of the Klipois. The Malchus Tegdusha, which has fallen into the hands of the Klipois at times, and we're taking it out of there and restoring it to the ground floor. We're taking it out of the basement, below ground level that it fell into, and restoring it to the ground floor. Shehu Tikkun Aluf Hanal. That's the first tikkun that's discussed in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran. Ki betchilo hoyo bebchinas hoylech bamidbor mamish. Because when a person is first starting out in Yiddishkeit, or first starting out within a particular cycle in his Yiddishkeit, on a particular level, step one is that he don't know where he's going. There's no street signs, there's nothing, there's no water. He's just in a mamish in a desert, like being in a desert. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Tou bamidbor bishimoin dorech ir moishov loy matzo re'evim gam tzneim nafshom b'em tisatov. As it says over there in Kapitel Kovzayin in Tehillim, that there is this phase where a person's wandering around, he has no idea where to go, he can't find civilization, and he's thirsty and hungry. Validei shetzoak el Hashem. And as a result of the person crying out Hashem, when he feels himself that he's holding by such a place, Hashem rescues him. And that rescue has to be acknowledged. The person has to thank Hashem with tremendous joy that Baruch Hashem, I'm out of the desert. V'ze b'chinas malchus oylam en haklipois, shein b'chinas midbor shomeim v'shimoin dorech. This terminology, the desert, and Yeshimon Derech, a place where there's like no roads or anything like that, that's a nickname for the Klipos. When we talk about the place of the Sitra Achra, that's what it is. It's no man's land. You know, it's uncivilized territory, that kind of place. Val Yedei HaHoido B'Simcha, and by a person acknowledging Hashem and praising Hashem with Simcha, Yizke Lotzeis Mehem Legamri, the person is Zoche to get out of the Klipos completely. Sheze bechinas aliyas hamalchus mi ben haklipos. Now that's what Rabbein Zal refers to over there in Torah Chav Dalet as the malchus being taken out of the klipos. Because each and every single Jew is a malchus. Yisroel mam shaloisov. Each and every single Jew is a ben melech. So when the Arizal talks in his terminology, in Kabbalistic terms, about malchus oila mi ben haklipos, another way that we would refer to that in Chassidus is a yid getting himself out of the garbage. Or out of the desert, out of emptiness. That's step one. V'yeshu b'b'chinas yoytzim b'beis ha'asurim. There's a second level of a person getting himself out of prison. Shehu keneged b'chinas tikkun beis. This corresponds to the second tikkun that Rabbein Zal speaks about in Torah Chav Dalet and Likutei Moran. Shehu tikkun horaglin, which is called being mesakein the feet. Al yidei she simchas hamitzvah hoyleches la'oirer hakoyel Hashem yizborach. Kemo shekos l'sham. Rabbein Nizal explains over there that when a person is in such simcha, that the simcha helps him pick up his feet and move, and the feet are moving and inspiring everything to come close to Hashem, that's a second step. Ve'ezeh l'umazeh yeish shehim mizgabrem v'toivsem b'b'chinas raglim. Just as in Kiddusha, step two in the cycle is moving your feet close to Hashem. In the Sitra Achra, part of the Sitra Achra's job is to put handcuffs on your feet, to lock your feet up, that you shouldn't be able to move. Bebechinas beis asurim, to imprison a person. Shehu bechinas pegam horaglin. That's this concept where the feet are defective. She'ein manichnoi silotzeis, where the person can't go. He can't, you know, go into jail, you know, stop, go to jail, you know, period. Bebechinas get godar ba'adi veloyetze, as the Pasuk says. Bechinas asirei oniu barzel, people who are locked in steel chains. Bechinas vayosem basad ragloi. Shezeo bechinas shafilu kisheyoitze mehamidbor, shehu shomeim legamri, vohu betoy chayishuv, afal pikein mizgabern olov, vein menichen oisei leilech koroi bedarche akdusha, ki ilu hu bebeisa surim mamish. This is talking about a person who got himself out of the desert already. Okay, he's fine. He's out of the desert. He's entered into civilization. but his feet are locked up. He can't move. He can't proceed. He can't make any progress because he, even within civilization, he's in a state of imprisonment. You follow? It's better than being in a desert. It's better than being nowhere. He's somewhere, but still, he's not in a position to do something. Bebechinas nechshafti im yordei voyer, as the pasuk says, I was considered like those who are in a dungeon. Hoisi kegever ein eil. I was like what a person without power. He's got a car, but he's got no key to turn. He's in the car, no keys. You know. Ki ikra hahatzolo mehatzolois shelelu hadalit hanal.
Because when we talk about these people, a person being taken out of the desert or out of prison, this, that, the Iker Hatzola is being taken out of the Sitra Achra. That's what it's, the real Hatzola. The Sitra Achra, which tries to imprison a Jew every single day.
Ki chutz mizeh hakol hovel. Because everything else is baloney. Everything else is nonsense. Whether a person is here or there, whether he's in the desert or not, if the person's still within the hands of the Sitra Achra, then even if he's in a luxury apartment, or even if he's lahavdil in a shul, if he's in the hands of the Sitra Achra, then what? What does it matter to him where he is?
V'alkein meramzim kol hadalid hanal al kol minei tzoras hanefesh ho'ovrim al kol odom l'fi b'chinosei maregosei b'choleis.
Therefore, these four categories that are discussed in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, you know, about the four kinds of people after Benj Goimel, are really referring to tzoras of the neshama, tzoras of the spiritual tzoras that a person is going through. Each and every single person on his level at all times.
And a person who analyzes what he's going through,
will be able to understand, by analyzing what he's going through, he'll be able to understand what we're talking about here very, very well. Because he'll be able to realize that this is actually what he's experiencing in his version of it.
V'hoikar, and the most important thing to know is lehizgaber b'simcha,
to fight all of this with what? With simcha. Al yedei simcha from what? How am I supposed to be happy if A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, you know, if I have...
The answer is al yedei kol haharchovois v'hayishuois sheyimtzo b'toich hatzorois b'atzmoi.
By finding good points within the tzoras. I have a minus in the bank of 10,000 shekels. This other guy's got a minus of $10,000. What am I talking about? I lost 500. This other guy lost 50,000, 500,000. You know, I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. You know, to look at all the harchovos, all the good things, to identify all the good things within his situation, even though he's acknowledging that his situation isn't perfect. It's far from perfect. It's difficult, but there's much, 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 much worse.
The Yovin Mehem is Rosoi Vishuosoi Yisborach,
and be able to understand through this the assistance that he's getting from Hashem and the Yeshuas of Hashem.
Kemoi Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Luloi Hashem Shehoyolono,
were it not for Hashem being with us, who knows where we'd be? You know, how much worse off we'd be. Were it not for Hashem helping me, the Malach Duma, it'd be all over for me. Look at the words of Dovid HaMelech. He's not saying his situation is perfect, but he's saying, were it not for Hashem helping me, who knows where I'd be? You know, I'd be so much worse off. So we see that he has that understanding, and this is one of the most important yesoidos in Breslov Hasidus and in Yiddishkeit. Rabbeinu Zal bases it on a pasuk in Tehillim, three words, Batzor Herchavtoli, that a Yid, even though he's acknowledging that he's in a tzor, he's in a difficult situation, to be able to find the harchova within the tzar, to be able to find the good aspects of his difficult, atrocious, you know, horrible situation.
Ukamei shekosavet, and as the pasuk says, Boruch Hashem shaloi nesanonu teref l'shineim.
I bless Hashem that Hashem hasn't made me food for the wolves, you know, for the klipos.
V'chein harbin, as we find in many psukim.
וכל אחד כפי מה שפויגם בבחינס התיקונים המבורים בתוירנל, and each and every single Jew, to the degree that he has been poigem in each one of the tikkunim discussed in that chapter in Likutei Moran, whether it be the Malchus, whether it be the Netzach HaYisoid, whether it be the Chesed Gvura Teferes, you know, the different thing, kemoi kein oivrim olov tzorois chas v'shalom mibchinas dalet hanal. That's what causes that person problems within these four categories, A, B, C, D, whether he's deserted, or whether he's sick, or whether he's in the ocean, you know, which one of these four is in? Shehem cholchem et borios, v'yoshem beis asurim, etc. Ki be'elu hadalid klulim umerumozim kol hatzoris chasashon. Because within these four categories, the Torah has included all the different types of tzoros that a Jew could possibly experience in life, all of them fall into one of these four categories, sort of. Or a mix of different, you know, different ones of these four categories. Kihem Ramzim al kol hadalid golios, because these four categories correspond to the four exiles that Klal Yisrael experiences as a whole. The Golos Bavel, Yavon, Paros Umodai, Golos Edom, Shebohem Kulim Kol Hatzoros Chasashon Kemuva, which are a composite of all the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, you know, from the beginning of time till the end of time. V'al kein, and therefore, yesh shelefi b'chinosoi kfar yotzo mehamidbar shomem, sometimes a person finds themselves in a situation where, fine, they're out of the desert, they're out of complete emptiness, they're out of no contact with Yiddishkeit at all. They've left that category. V'higia l'b'chinas yishuv, they've reached a civilized place. D'hainu sheniskarev l'tzadikei emes, Uksheri Hador, Hamadrich Noise Bederach Yishor. The person has been zoiche to become Mekurov, to start becoming connected to true tzaddikim, who have the ability, or true religious people, who have the ability to guide him on a straight path, on a good path. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayadrichim Bederach Yishor, that the person is starting to be led on a proper path which will lead him to civilization. But okay, they've pointed him in the right direction, everything. Now he tries to pick his legs up and start walking, and suddenly he realizes he's got cement shoes on. He can't move his feet. Shezeo b'chinas tikun netzach hoyd yisoid hanal, shehem klei ha'alicha. This is that second tikun that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter in Likutei Moran. After the person has succeeded in getting the malchus out of the klipos, step two is the tikun of the raglin, netzach hoyd yisoid. Malchus out of klipos, now start moving. You got the ball, run with it, you know. Azai mizgabrim kenegdoya sitrachro shem keneged horaglin digdusho sheroitzim latoif soikimoy bebeis hasoyer mamesh levlilo nichoy lotzis mishom velelech el bote kneisiois u bote medroshois lehispalel velilmoid. So now that he's found the tzaddik and he's decided he wants to become attached to him and he wants to start moving, suddenly he feels himself in prison. His feet are stuck. He can't move. He can't walk. He can't go to the shul and to the Beis Medrash to learn and daven the way he wants to. Makolshkein leilech beruchnis bedarchei Hashem ulaoirer acherim lavados yisborach. And he certainly can't start making spiritual strides and bringing others close to Hashem. Shezeu bechinas yoishvei choishech v'tzalmoves asirei oni uvarzel. This is the second category that's discussed over there in Kapitel Kuf Zayin. We're not in the desert anymore. We're out of the desert, but we're still in darkness. We still have these steel cuffs on us that are not letting us move at all. Bechinas yoishvei beveso asurim, like a person who's in jail. Fine, he's not in the desert. He's in civilization, but he's still not moving. Ukeshenitzoil mishom, and when a person zocher to get out of that category, tzorech lohoidois besimcha, he's got to give again tremendous praise to Hashem and thanks to Hashem with joy. Vaydeze nimshach b'chinas tikun oraglin anal, and that's how he completes that second tikun, the tikun of the feet. Shehu b'chinas malchus, Shemalbish es netzach choyd yisoid, kama shikos shon. That's the second tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal discussed over there in Torah Chav Dalet, which was where the Malchus, which has already gotten out of the Klipos, now it's moving up a second level, and it's being malbush the legs, the netzach choyd yisoid. That's the second step of advancement. Now number three. Ve'yesh b'chinas choylev v'nisrape. There's a category of a person who isn't even in prison. He's not in prison. He's out. But he gets sick. And he comes out of a sick. He gets chasham deathly ill. And he comes out of that. Shehu tikun hayodayim. This corresponds to the third category that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. The tikun of the hands. Shehein bechinas chesed gvura tiferes. Which correspond to those three spheroids. Ki ikar hakoya chubiyodayim, because we know even if a guy's got his legs, he's got his legs, he can walk. If he don't have his hands, there isn't that much that he can do with his legs. A person, in order for a human being to really be effective, the organs of the body that are involved most in work is the hands. The Gemara uses the terminology Yodayim Askoniyosen. That's why we wash Negel Vasel, we wash the hands, etc. Because the hands are the most active, you know, productive parts of the body in many ways. Ki Iker HaKoyach Hu BiYodayim V'Shom HaDefek, and that's where the pulse is. Sheboy Tluyim Kol Minoy Cholas Rufuosam, where many illnesses and the cure for illnesses is dependent on the pulse. Ki Al Yedei HaYodayim Nimshach Birchas HaSechel, because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran that it's through the hands, it's from the hands that a person draws the Birchas HaSechel. When a tzaddik gives smicha to a talmid, when a tzaddik wants to transfer his chochma, his sechel to a talmid, he does it via the hands. The Birkas Koyanim, when the Koyanim want to bless Klal Yisrael, with all the Ruchmiyas Brochas and all the Gashmiyas Brochas, it's done via the hands, right? Shemishom Kol HaChiyus. And we know that the Sechel is the source of Chiyus. Bechinas HaChochma Techaye. Ukeshe Poigmim Bozer. And when a person is Poigim in the Yodayim, when he's Poigim in the Birchas HaSechel, when he's Poigim in these things, that's what causes sicknesses. Shehi kilkul hachius. A sickness is a defectiveness of the health of the life of the person. Shubachinas pigam hayodayim, and all that corresponds to this pigam hayodayim. Ukeshinisrape, when the person zecher to be cured from his illnesses, tzorech lohoidois besimcha. He's got to praise Hashem with tremendous joy for that. Shezel b'chinas tikun ayodayim. That's that third tikun, which is the tikun ayodayim. Sha'al yodom nimshach birchas asechom. Through which, it's the ayodayim through which the person is zecher to receive the birchas asechom. That's the third tikun. Next, yorde ayom bonias, the fourth category. People who cross the sea successfully. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. This corresponds to the fourth tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Chav Dalet and Likutei Moran, which is tikkun hamoichin. Remember, we started off in taking the malchus out of the klipos. That was one. Number two was the legs. Number three was the odayim. And now we're going to number four, which is tikkun hamoichin. Al yedei shenistakein gam hamesader v'hameyashe v'chulu. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that in order for there to be a real tikkun hamoichin, you have to be mesakein the mesader and the miyashev. Meaning, to be mesakein a fence around the moichin, something that holds the moichin back. Shaydeze ikr tikkun hamoichin. This is what's critical to the main hatzlocha and shleimus of the moichin. Ki kolz man sheloi tikkun bechinas hamesader v'miyashev, azai Yefsher lahasig shum hasoga, because so long as a person doesn't have boundaries, so long as a person doesn't know where the line is, where the fence is, he can't understand any understanding in Hashem successfully. Machmas riboyer, because it's very easy for him to blow out, to burn out, to get, you know, to have that problem of riboyer.
Vazai hu bebechinas yorde hayam. And then he finds himself in the category of people who going out to sea. Sheharuach se'ora mizgaber aleihem. And a storm breaks out, and suddenly he's nowhere. He's in outer space. Now watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki elu hatzadikim v'haksherim hazoichim al yidei asiyas hamitzvah b'simcha l'chol b'chinas hatikunim anal, because those people, those tzadikim and religious people who are zoichet to follow the steps we just discussed, by doing mitzvahs b'simcha, they're zoichet to get the malchus out of the klipois, and tikkun haraglin, and tikkun hayadayim, ad shehamoichin shelahem roidvim lahasig oyer ho'ein soif, which leads them to a level where their brain starts working and running and trying to make contact with the infinite light of Hashem, Hein bebechinas yordei hayam hachochma. They represent those people who are entering, who are going deep sea diving. They're entering into the sea of chochma, bo'onios, in ships, in boats, hopefully. Oise malocha b'mayim rabim. They do their work in deep waters. Shehem meimei hadas, which are the waters of Seichel that we're talking about. V'rak heim royim v'yoidim kamo gedoilim ma'asi Hashem v'nefloiso. And they, and only they, really get to understand the greatness of Hashem, the wonders of Hashem, b'bchinas, as the Pasuk says, heimo. Daiko ra'u ma'ase Hashem v'nevloisa b'metzula. Look at the wording in the Pasuk in Tehillim. They, it's only the person who gets to step four in this cycle, he's really zoche to get to see ma'ase Hashem v'nevloisa. Ah, however, l'fomim mizgaber chas v'sholom haruach sora. However, sometimes when somebody is out sea, a storm breaks out. Bebechinas vayoymer vayamoid ruach seora batoroimim galov yalu shamayim yerdusaymos, as it says over there in that capital Tehillim. Vezebo al yedei shelo nistakein koroi bechinas hamesader v'amiyashiv esamoichin, and this comes about through the fact that the person didn't put up the proper fence, the proper wall around the moichin. Shehu bechinas hapriso hamaakev esamoichin. This refers to a curtain, a type of curtain that has to be set up to block the moichim when they're looking to race towards Hashem, to have a set of brakes on, to know when to break. Just like in the Beis Hamikdash, there was holy and holy, and there was holy and holier and holier and still holier. And right before you got to the Kodesh Kodoshim, there had to be a paroiches, there had to be a wall there. And if that wall is not there, then they cannot arrive successfully at their destination and achieve the understanding that they want to achieve. Because the person's brain gets confused because he's in a state of riboyor. There's too much light. And then the person feels like he's on a roller coaster. He's going up and down. Because his aliyah is not with a seder. It's not going at the proper speed and at the proper rate. And because of that, he doesn't just go up. He goes up and then he goes sprawling down. As we find Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 163, on this pasuk, because in order for a person's brain to be complete and solid, which is most dependent on this tikkun of mesader meyashev, this fence there, it's impossible for a person to get that unless he started from the ground floor, unless he started from that miyemar, which is a quote from that chapter in the Kutimran, the Gemara there. Shehu alidei sheyordim lamokoim haklipois, lehechle hatmurois,
Levarer HaKedusha Mishom Kanal. If the person has to go down, down, down into the place of the Sitrach, into the place of the Klipois, and draw out some sparks of Kedusha from there and bring them into the Kedusha, that's what helps him have the kalim that he needs and everything that he needs, that when he gets to the top floor, when he gets to the Moichin, and he wants to do what he has to do there, he's properly equipped. V'yalkein behechrach l'chol horoitze lo geshes el ha-kodesh v'liskois l'kol anal she'yiye bebechinas ayel v'nofik. And therefore it is mandatory, anybody and everybody that wants to come close to Kedusha and be zeichet to all of this, he must be ready for a concept of an ayil and an ofik, a going up and a going down. V'tzorech shetia ha-yerida koidem hu-aliyah. And there must be a yerida before aliyah. Shezeu bechinas kol ma sho'iver al kol echad mikotan vad godel. And this refers to what every single Jew, the biggest to the smallest, experiences in his life. Because even the tiniest Yiralach, even the smallest Jews, the least religious, the least knowledgeable, even if we're talking about kids, 5, 6, 7, 8 year old kids, kol ma sho'iv aleihem shedaitom umoichom koton bebechinas moichem dekatnis umizgabram aleihem kol ataivois umais enairois hakol mimshach mebechinas zois shubechinas miyem ranal. All the different things that they experience that are trying to draw them away from Hashem. He wants toys and he wants cake and all the different narishkeit that kids have, or that adults who are kids in Yiddishkeit have, all of that is coming from this address called Miyemar, this Hechle Atmurois, this place of the Sidrachra, Shubchinas Hechle Atmurois, Shubchinas HaKlipo HaKoidemes Lepri, She'oiver Al Kol Odom Sheboilam, which every single person experiences, Umishom Kol HaYeridois SheKoidem Aliyah Shel Kol Odom. And that's the source of all the Yeridois that every single person experiences. V'kol ma shechoitrim v'roitzim lalois eze aliyah l'kedusha, and any time that the person attempts or yearns or wants to start climbing towards the kedusha, mizgabrim hechli atmurois ma'oid betayvois v'hirhurim ubilbulim usvores hafuches, the etzahara and the sichdrachra, or call it hechli atmurois, fights the person with Taivis Rois, with Hirhurim Roim, with Bilbulim, with Svoroi Safuchas, all of these different ways that the Yetzer does battle against the person. Utsrichin Yegia Gedoila, and it requires major struggle, tremendous effort. The Hiskarvus Letzadikim, and it requires coming close to Tzadikim, Ad Sheyizke Levarer Hakdusha Misham, in order to be successful against these forces and be zeichet to extract the kedusha from the klipos that the person has to do, velalois mishom b'sholem, and to get out of there alive, to get out of there okay. V'hoikar, and one of the most important ways that a person succeeds in this is al yidei asiyas hamitzvos b'simcha gedoyer kanal, is by doing mitzvos with tremendous joy. This is what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that chapter of the Quran. That's one of your most powerful weapons. Shaydeze male hakedusha mehechle atmuros. Rabbeinu Zal shows there, that's what gives the person the ability to extract kedusha from among the klipos. Rabbeinu Zal gives an example, k'toiris. K'toiris is an example where we're taking junk, stinky junk, and taking it out of the klipos and bringing it in the kedusha. Because one of the 11 spices was chelbana, which was something that stank. It had a terrible odor. And in K'toiris, the Jews have the ability to put it, make it part of the package, and it becomes a korban, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, siluka de K'toiris ad ein soif, that K'toiris reaches way, 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 way up there. What is K'toiris? K'toiris is simcha. There's a pasuk, K'toiris yesamach leiv. So that's one of the proofs that Rabbeinu Zal brings over there, that one of the most important tools that would help a Jew go through this whole cycle and start this cycle and complete it successfully is simcha. and specifically asiyas hamitzvos b'simcha, doing mitzvos with real joy. Ad she'oyle b'chol ha'aliyas hanar, until the person is zeicha to complete step 1, 2, 3, 4, all of these steps. Ad she'mesakein ha'mesader v'ameyashe, and until he's zeicha to set up that fence upstairs on the roof, to set up that fence around the roof. Sheze ho'ikar, that's the real objective, that's the real final goal. For oz zeicha al yidei horadifo shel ha'moichin v'hama'akev, and then when the person has completed all of these four steps and he built the fence, then through his brain racing, trying to come close to Hashem and crashing against the fence that's locking it in, that's holding it back, that whole process generates tisha hecholin, 9 special hecholin, ad shemasig, until the person is zeicha to moti v'loy moti, it's to the things that are explained over the Likut Imran. Aval kishaloi birer hakdusha koroi mehech le'atmurois. However, if the person hasn't come up from the basement, if he hasn't done the birurim that he was supposed to do on the ground floor, those people who try to go straight from garbage, from taivos and rut, to go straight into Kabbalah classes, and they're going to learn ein so, those people, because of the fact that he hasn't come up in the ranks, he hasn't gone the full 100 yards that he was supposed, from step one, that person's aliyah is not going to be an aliyah. You're going to see that he's going to go up and come crashing down. They walk around in circles like a drunk. The chol chachmosam disbawa, and their chachma rots. It becomes rotten. It's not a chachma that's constructive. It ends up messing them up. Ki kol chachmosay mizbawa umevulvol keshikor machma she'ein loy koyach hamesader v'miyashev. His chachma is one big chalant because he doesn't have that mesader miyashev. Shaydeze ikra tikun hasogas hamoichim kanal, which is the thing that allows for a shlemus in tikun hamoichim. Ukeshezoicha lihinotzel mize, and when a Jew is zoicha to be saved from this, when a Jew is zoicha to cross the sea successfully, tzorich lohoidois besimcha, again, he's got a mitzvah of praising Hashem with tremendous joy. Shubachinas tikun hamesader v'miyashev kanal, which is the fourth tikun in this cycle, that tikun hamesader v'miyashev. Sheze bechinas lechem chometz shebetoido kanal. This corresponds to those chometz stick loaves in the korban toido, as we explained in the previous year. Veze bechinas yokem se'oro ledmomo, and this is what the pasuk means when it says over there in Hoidu that the storm subsided. Vayechshu galehem, and the waves were silent. Hanemar al tikun yorde hayam, which the pasuk is referring to the tikun of those who go out to sea. Ki tikunom al yedei tikun hamesade ramiyashi, because their tikun depends on establishing that mesader umiyashiv, shu bechinas keser, which is the crown, which is like a fence that's worn around the head. Sheshum soid hashtika, which corresponds to silence. Moichin, the mouth speaks, the moyach is silent. Bechinas siog lachochma shtika, as the Gemara says, a fence around chochma. What's the fence around chochma? The keser is shtika, is silence. That's a place of silence. Shu b'chinas keser, kamo shikos b'mokom achar, which is the keser, as is discussed in other places in the Likut Imran. Ki haprisa, shehi b'chinas keser, shema'akev esamrichim, because this curtain, which is the crown that holds back the moichin, that locks them in, that doesn't allow them to run wild, to run crazy. B'chinas hamtein, ad she'es yashiv, as we said before, wait. Let me think. I need to think. Shut up. I can't think, right? Thinking requires silence. Silence think. Ze bechinas shtika. Shemeramzim loy shtoik valti nivo. That's where the person is being hindered to. Quiet. Don't get confused. Don't get nuts. Lohoshiv. Don't try to answer right away. Rak shtoik b'machshavtecha, but rather be silent in your machshava. Ad shetis yashiv,
until you'll think it through well. Shaydeze ikra hahasoga koroi. That's how a person is really zeche to be successful in hasoga selukus.